May it please the Court, good morning, Your Honor. Stuart Altman of counsel for the Law Office of Yu Li for the petitioner Mei Mei Liu. Your Honor, my client in this matter became pregnant in the United States out of wedlock. And with that and with her providing new evidence to show that the Chinese government persecutes women who have children out of wedlock, whether it be a forcible abortion or a sterilization. And that is reflected on the new evidence provided by the petitioner in this matter, Your Honors.
Mr. Altman, you know, you've relied on the flyer that was distributed by the Township Family Planning Office in Ms. Liu's hometown. But doesn't that simply show a persistent condition in terms of China's policy rather than a changed position?
Well, Your Honor, I'm probably going to have to agree with you and disagree with you, and I'll state why. The reason is I truthfully believe that this policy has been going on for a long time. The problem is the Board of Immigration Appeals, I believe, has been disingenuous and keeps ignoring that these things happen. And the BIA has stated in decision after decision, and I believe the previous ones, matter of JHS, matter of JWS, that there is no forcible abortion or sterilizations happening in China. And the problem with this is they're always relying on Chinese government officials. And they take what these people say as fact. And while it may say a continued condition, according to the Board of Immigration Appeals, who denied this motion to reopen, it's a totally different material change from everything they've had previously. And I believe, as stated in the evidence here, they've relied on, first of all, they haven't stated what they relied on. I believe the court has another case which says that they have to have facts regarding that. But there's a particular clause in here where the Chinese government says, well, when that happens, it's only rogue officials doing it. And I believe this document shows it's not just rogue officials, it's a policy. The BIA in its decision in this matter denied the petitioner's motion to reopen based first on matter of Zhao. And I think this case is very different from Zhao. First of all, Zhao was based on a Falun Gong practitioner who just said the crackdown got worse in China. He did bring up a family planning part of it, but that wasn't much to it. But he also had no background evidence regarding that there had been a change in the family planning policy. That case was based purely on personal circumstances, and that's not what we're citing here. We're citing that it's a combination of both personal circumstances and a change of country circumstances according to what the Board of Immigration Appeals has shown in China. Also, what was brought up that the BIA denied this was the case involving Lin. Now, once again, I believe this case is different than Lin because the evidence in this case became available on February 8, 2006, the notice shows from. In the case in Lin, they relied on an affidavit from Dr. John Ayer, and that affidavit had been available before the proceeding, and they had not submitted it. So as the court properly ruled that this evidence was available, so a motion to reopen is not proper. In this case, this notice was not available until recently, and it was submitted with the client's documents. I believe respondent is matter states that the petitioner did not raise these issues before the Board of Immigration Appeal. The petitioner did say that this is based on a change of personal circumstances because obviously there was a change because she became pregnant out of wedlock. However, I believe in that the petitioner also alluded to the document in China, which shows the change in the country circumstances. And it said the respondent provided an official document obtained from China to corroborate her claim. And I believe hand in hand they go together, Your Honor. And And due to this situation, and I would say also due to another case of, I just want to get the name correct, Gibra Yesus. In that case, it states where the Board of Immigration Appeals just denies a motion to reopen without giving certain facts to it, that is not enough in these matters. And the reason why I bring up that case is the board just simply stated there is no material change in this matter. They didn't say why there was no material change. And as I stated previously, there's quote after quote which the Board of Immigration Appeals uses in these type of cases to state that there is no family planning policy in China. So this document obviously contradicts that. And therefore, with the BIA not stating for what their reason was that there was no material change, I don't believe that would be sufficient. I believe my client has presented a prima facie case of why she's eligible for the motion to reopen and her case for asylum, and also why this evidence couldn't be found by the time of the hearing, and there's no reason under discretion to deny this. Thank you very much, Your Honors.
Thank you, Mr. Olman.
If it may please the Court, Anthony Payne on behalf of the Attorney General. The question before the Court is whether or not the Board abused its discretion in finding that Ms. Liu did not establish that she warranted an exception to the untimely filing of her motion to reopen. Ms. Liu bore the heavy burden of showing that she warranted that exception. It's undisputed that her motion filed on October 18, 2006, was filed more than 90 days after the board's prior June 16, 2004 decision. She must show that there's a change circumstance or change condition in her country of nationality to excuse that untimely filing. As this court has found in Zhao and in Chen, cited in the respondent's brief, a change in personal circumstance does not constitute a change in condition in the country of nationality. Specifically in Chen, this court has found that the birth of a child in the United States as it relates to China's CPC policy is not a change in country condition sufficient to excuse the untimely filing. In addition, petitioner herself admitted in her motion when she indicated that the reason for the motion was, quote, respondent's personal circumstances changed materially. She got pregnant. That indicates clearly that the motion was based on the change in her personal circumstances. Judge Rovner also has pointed out that the evidence submitted in support of that change of personal circumstances did not establish a change in the CPC policy in China, nor was it argued. Given that, all that the board was faced with was a change in personal circumstances, which this court has clearly held does not constitute an exception to the time and numerical bars for a motion to reopen.
You know, Mr. Payne, you made the point that Ms. Liu did not exhaust her claim of changed country conditions. But given that the BIA addressed that point sua sponte, why don't we have jurisdiction to address it?
Well, certainly, Your Honor, the court can find that it has jurisdiction. And the board did not abuse its discretion in finding that the evidence presented did not establish a change in country conditions.
Weren't we hearing cases, weren't cases appealed that dealt with this very issue, that is, forced sterilization and so forth, prior to the time that her petition was filed?
Yes, Your Honor. As the board cited, the Lin case dealt with forced sterilization. So that issue certainly was present. And she also certainly could have raised the claim, although she was not pregnant at the time, during her initial proceedings. If she feared that maybe she would get pregnant on return to China, she could have raised that in conjunction with her original asylum claim. She failed to do so. She failed to raise it to the board in its initial decision, and she did not seek review from this court.
She initially claimed that she was being persecuted because of her relationship, at least with her parents, with Falun Gong.
Yes, Your Honor. And it was only 2 years after. And she came in unlawfully. She remained after the prior deportation order. And it is only 2 years later that she sought reopening based on this change of personal circumstances. Given that this court has found that a change in personal circumstances does not constitute an exception to the time and numerical limits for a motion to reopen, the government requests that the court affirm the board's decision and deny the petition for review.
Thank you, Mr. Payne. Mr. Ullman, how much time does he have? You have 4 minutes, Mr. Ullman.
Your Honor, I just wanted to state the following. As correct, the court did acknowledge in the Lin decision that there is evidence of forced abortion and sterilization that goes on in China. But I would state that that is this court that acknowledged this, Your Honor. The Board of Immigration Appeals has not acknowledged this and continues to deny it. And I believe, and they are the one who denied this motion to reopen in this matter. And I believe that while abuse of discretion is a high standard, I believe it's one of the difficulties is it's only one case before you at a time. If you had a bunch of these forced abortion and sterilization cases, the BIA majority says it doesn't go on. So I believe when they say there's not a material change, they're talking out of both sides of their mouths. And they can't have it one case, you know, it changes each case. There has to be some type of policy which they haven't established. And due to that, which they've continued to deny that this happens, there is a material change. And therefore, I would say my client's motion to reopen should be granted. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Altman. Our thanks to both counsel. The case will be taken under advisement.